Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. Recently, I had a beautiful experience as I continue to work on communicating and expanding on the alchemization of lower vibrations into higher frequencies. I've touched on this topic in some of the social media channels that I'm active on, as well as with those subscribed to my email list. Do take a moment to check out the links I've shared here in the description. If you're interested in having a closer conversation with me and getting access to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness community, consider subscribing to my email list. There, you will always find the latest insights from my personal experiences, downloads, and all that I'm tapped into. I share this with my community, the people subscribed to my email list, who are also part of the community, the Gateway to Higher Consciousness community. So go check it out. I'm incredibly passionate about this and eager to connect more deeply with you, which is precisely why I've set up this way. So let's talk about alchemy. Perhaps some of you listening have noticed the shift occurring because those who feel drawn to me in these podcasts are usually on an awakening path. Whether consciously or unconsciously, they're often awakened to some degree and looking to expand and ascend further. They want to integrate every aspect of their lives, work, career success, ascension, family, children, mental health, balance, spiritual wisdom. They want it all. Currently, we're experiencing a significant shift of energies on the planet, where higher frequency energies are trying to land. Some people can already hold these energies, and the more people who can do this, the easier and smoother the experience of these high frequencies will be for others. That's why it's crucial to do the work. Otherwise, these higher frequencies, which are trying to settle on Earth, can either come in smoothly, if we're prepared to receive them, or forcefully push us, if we're not, causing discomfort or even physical pain. In the past week, I've personally experienced this. Despite being able to hold quite a bit of high vibe energy, the intensity of these higher frequencies is bringing all that isn't in alignment with them to the surface. And guess what that causes? It causes us to feel discomfort, doubt, stress, overwhelm, and even physical symptoms like dizziness, headaches, backaches, digestive issues, or sore throat, among other things. So it could show up potentially in many different ways. I've also experienced these symptoms in the past few weeks, and you can also notice it in my voice. The throat is really working very hard since a couple of weeks. These new vibrations entering the planet are prompting us to do the work, the inner work, so that we can allow these frequencies to flow through us, thereby manifesting this higher consciousness on Earth. The more resistance and friction these frequencies find in our system, the greater the discomfort we feel. In my case, it's manifested as periods of lower energy. I've been working on my nutrition, hydration, and exercise routines to ensure my energy stays vibrant and doesn't fall into a lethargic state. Despite this, I felt the effects of these energies, including headaches, and self-doubt. I can tell you tons of self-doubt. Doubting even the decisions I know align with my authentic higher self. Does this sound familiar to you? Maybe you're feeling sad, overwhelmed, or pressured without knowing even why. It's the energy pushing you to examine those aspects that are causing resistance, helping you clear them so you can alchemize them into a higher vibration, allowing these higher energies to flow through you smoothly. Because you know what? This higher vibrations is not something that is happening on the ether and they're just around us. They are, but actually they do not have any voice or any kind of manifestation unless they can flow through us. Unless we're not allowing them to land and flow through us, nothing is going to change, okay? So yesterday, while I was walking with Ray, our dog, I had a beautiful experience. The night had been restless, believe me, with sleep eluding me due to a whirlwind of unusual thoughts. And that's actually very rare because I usually are very good at getting my mind quiet and getting to sleep very quickly, right? However, yesterday that was really weird. So during my walk, I felt this density within me. I set the intention to be present in the moment and get the dense energy moving so that I could understand and experience what it was. I set that intention. I wanted to feel it, to move it, so that I could see what it is and be able to transmute it, to elevate that into a higher vibration. And before the walk, I'd seen a post from someone that I follow about the importance of family. The post resonated deeply with me, especially a story that he shared about listening to his wife playing the ukulele. This made me curious as I love music. I've had a bansuri flute at home for about a year, but haven't disciplined myself to play it daily. I want to learn how to play the bansuri flute. I love so much that sound. And just getting a sound out of it can be challenging. But regardless, I am committed to this journey. So as I was walking, this image of the bansuri flute kept appearing. And I found myself asking, why is this haunting me? Because actually I got to understand it's because I feel dissatisfied with myself. I was dissatisfied with myself because I understood the intention of learning the bansuri flute, yet I did not that much to really learn it. Do you relate with that? That we sometimes do want to do things, but actually for whatever reasons, we don't do them because we don't have the time, we feel overwhelmed, and so on and so forth, right? And then actually we know, okay, we try to get like an excuse, like I don't have the time to do that. But deep within us, we feel the dissatisfaction because there is something that is calling us to do that. Like for example, myself wanting to learn the bansuri, but I'm not allowing myself to do it, to do something that I truly love because I'm prioritizing something else, okay? With the intention of uncovering this core energy, I continued my walk. And then unexpectedly, an image from my childhood surfaced. This wasn't just a fleeting thought. It felt like I was being transported back to a certain point in my past. It was related to an experience I had playing the flute at school, preparing a piece for the music class exam. Instead of shrugging it off, I recognized it as a sign. It seemed like my subconscious, my higher self, wanted me to understand something from that memory. I should look deeper into this, I thought. Perhaps I can channel that energy. Perhaps I can feel that energy and elevate its vibration, even if it's dense and heavy. The image was painful, a remnant of a harsh experience from my childhood. I won't disclose the whole story here, as it involves others who might be listening to this podcast. It could hurt them. And there's no need to spread that pain. Why? Because I've already transformed that pain. I have alchemized that. so there is no value added in sharing this story, but there is something that I truly want to share. The real value isn't in sharing that painful memory, but in how it made me realize why I resist learning or attempting things that initially seem challenging. Normally, I gravitate toward things I'm confident I can do or that I know that no one else can do. So even if I struggle because I love challenges, you know, I do it because I know that there is not that much competition. So that is kind of the fields that I'm moving on. I'm kind of a nerd sometimes, you know, when it comes to awareness and consciousness and all these kind of things. So I would do whatever it takes, like, because I'm really passionate about that. So there definitely I go totally and fully in, right? But sometimes I caught up myself procrastinating or outright avoiding things that seemed difficult or where I knew that the probability of getting or having someone judge me would be big, okay? So this image directly pointed me to the root cause of this behavior. At a certain point in my childhood, when I was just playing and experimenting, I abruptly stopped because I was afraid to mess up and face the consequences. My subconscious mind stored that memory. And it was not only stored in my subconscious mind, I want you to understand that too, because it's not the mind that stores that. It's a part of the mind, definitely, but actually it's stored in your physical, in your cells. That's a part of it. And it's stored in your emotional body too. Okay, very important. That was kind of trying something new, potentially failing, and having actually the repercussion of someone pointing at me and being harsh at me because I didn't achieve it. I had stopped giving myself permission to learn, to experiment, to grow, to have fun and curiosity and just trying. Instead, I've been expecting myself to excel at everything from the first try. This mindset has been keeping me from pursuing things I'm genuinely interested in. Not always, but many times. In fact, as I reconfigure my business and redefine my business to align more and more with my higher self, I can see now how this fear has been holding me back. Especially when we talk about business, there are this kind of, when you get into the playful energy and this kind of distorted vision of that which gives you pleasure, that which is playful and that you really love to do, that is not going to bring you the abundance and the money. So that's more in the turf, in the area where that old belief, that old stored memory was working against what I truly want, which is ultimately to have fun and to enjoy the process and to really be in the moment and create whatever is needed in the moment with tons of love and joy and passion and fun, regardless of the outcome. You know, like really being non-attached to the outcome, so that I have space to breathe and to be and to really feel good about myself. It's important to note that I am aligned with my higher self. So I've been awake for a really long time, as long as I can remember, since I was a child. And I will expand on that in a different podcast episode, because, you know, I'm going to make a little bit sideways for you to understand that. Many people talk about awakening or having like something in their lives that caused them to awake, right? Like an awakening experience. In my case, there was not that awakening experience per se, because I had the experience of there being more and beyond of what we can see and touch with our five senses since I was little. But the challenges with that are a little bit different. And that's where I will definitely expand in another podcast episode. So let me come back to the alchemy topic. So it's important to know that I am aligned with my higher self, right? However, alignment with your higher self is not a one-time process. It's ongoing. It's a matter of peeling back layers, challenging and shifting beliefs, continually growing. You don't suddenly wake up and become perfectly attuned to your higher self. You'll always be connected to your higher self in proportion with your limitations. Let me repeat that again. You'll always be connected to your higher self in proportion with your limitations, your restricting beliefs, and your state of consciousness. It's always like that. Achieving higher states of consciousness is a process that requires us to do the inner work again and again and again, to transform all beliefs and memories that are stored in our bodies and in our physical bodies, in our emotional bodies, into higher frequencies. To alchemize that, it requires commitment and dedication. That's the reality. It's not difficult, it's simple, but it requires the commitment and the dedication and paying attention and being aware and the willingness to do it. So once I recognized the memory and its impact, I dove into the emotion associated with it. I allowed myself to fully feel the sadness, the pain, the doubt. I let the tears flow, and believe me, they were really flowing. And it was hard for me to let myself get into that density because I'm kind of really good to want to escape that and to see the whole big picture and to see like everything is fine and beautiful and understanding it. But unless we allow ourselves to feel the feels and to feel the density, we're not going to be able to alchemize that. That's super important. Then I started a conversation with that memory, speaking to my younger self, explaining what happened, showing her the bigger picture that she couldn't see at that time. I reassured her that what she experienced had more to do with other people's insecurities and fears than with her. As I continued this conversation, I could feel the energy lifting. At a certain point, the tears stopped, and the memory became less dense, less painful. I was aware of how this key situation had been holding me back and how it was time to transform it. I know we can all do this. I know that we can all do this. And I ended my walk really visualizing myself holding that little girl with my hand and telling her, I will always walk you home. We're both walking together home. And I'm always taking care of you. And I'm always going to love you. And you're always going to be safe with me. I can see you and I love you for who you are. Right? And even when I share that with you, I feel the emotions coming up. And those are the emotions of that little girl that finally feels seen and loved and accepted for who she is, right? For the deep core essence that we all are. As I returned from my walk home, I picked up my bansuri flute. I gave myself permission to play because that's what I've shifted. So I wanted to embody that. I wanted to take action on that. So I gave myself permission to play. And surprisingly, I was able to produce sounds from it. You know, the bansuri flute, one of the first challenges that you do have is like how to blow the flute so that you get some sound out of it, right? So I got sounds out of it and I was so happy because it wasn't that hard. It was fun. And you know, it might not have been perfect, a perfect sound. It might not have been the sweetest sound, but it was a start. And I've committed myself to playing the bansuri flute every day. Today I already did. To create space for playfulness and curiosity in my life, to regain and fully embody back that childlike curiosity that is passionate about life and eager to see, to explore, to do, to increase that more and to really completely regain it and reconnect myself to that. Because that's a very big part of who I am. I'm not that much interested in the results. I've been always very much interested in the process, in the present moment, which ultimately is what gets us to create the most amazing things in our lives. So if you're interested in an alchemization session, in an alchemy session, I'm offering one this week. And I will be hosting more sessions, both one-on-one and in group settings, focus on this transformative alchemical process. And I will really be over the moon if you join me. So please contact me if you're interested. Let's work together to reduce our internal resistance, to allow our higher frequencies and higher consciousness to flow through us. Because that's ultimately what we're here to do, to reduce that internal resistance, to allow those higher frequencies and higher consciousness to flow through us, to become those walking temples. And I know that if you're listening to this, you will definitely resonate with the term of walking temple. That's ultimately what I most want to become, is to become a walking temple, to expand the capacity of this walking temple that I am every single day. And that's why I'm showing up every single day. And I want to do it with fun, with love, expansive, with courage, with braveness, with power, everything together with much clarity and peace, right? So go get into the email list and get in touch with me, and let's rock and roll and alchemize all of those things that are still creating friction and avoiding that beautiful higher frequencies and higher consciousness to flow through us. I'm sending you much love. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.